Thank you, Pastor Lee and Pastor Kay, and thank you, everybody. It's such a beautiful, wonderful, heartwarming, heart-opening thing to be here with you. I've spent so many moments in this sacred space when BJ used to meet here for our services, and we still do on occasion on the high holidays, and just to be here for your services a number of times over the years, and it's wonderful to be here this morning. I'm going to offer, Pastor Lee asked me to offer a meditation that can be of use not just this morning in this moment, but hopefully that you can take with you as part of your practice of centering. I think what you said today really resonated with me, that we are in such a moment in our country and in our world, and of course each of us have what's going on in our own personal lives and our hearts, of feeling ungrounded and feeling unmoored and disconnected. And there are so many practices that can actually help us gain a sense of centeredness and groundedness and equanimity that can help us move through the world with greater strength and greater ability to actually change things that are happening. So I want to offer this morning, not just for today, but hopefully to take out. And if you've never meditated before, or you hear the word meditation and you think, I can't do that, I'm a bad meditator, that's what most people think when they hear the word meditation. Because we think that meditation means clearing our minds of all thoughts and making our minds perfectly still. And of course, that's impossible, because we're human beings. So if your mind is thinking and thoughts are coming up, that's a great thing, because that means you're alive. So don't resist that. Meditation is the act, really, or the practice of centering ourselves, of finding a little bit of balance and stability instead of having the thoughts kind of ping-ponging all over the place. And it really is what that very wise young human, where is she? There she is. That wise young human, what is her name? Apple Blossom. What that wise one young human Apple Blossom told us this morning, that when you're balancing on one foot, a really great way to find balance is to find focus, something to focus on, right? And that's what meditation is. It's actually choosing something to focus on. We call that an anchor. And then whenever you notice that you're getting a little off balance and your mind is running away with your to-do list or worrying about something that happened or worrying about climate change or whatever it is that you're thinking about, you just come back to that point of focus. So that's what we're going to do this morning. And we'll practice that for a few minutes. And we're going to choose as our point of focus, I'll explain how we'll do this in just a moment, the experience, the felt sensation of feeling loved. Because as Pastor Lee so beautifully offered us in her sermon, that sense of being loved and particularly feeling God's love can really be a core piece of our foundation. So I invite you to first feel the foundation under your feet. And if you're able to put both feet on the floor, to do that. And if there's anything that you're holding in your hands, you can put it down on the seat next to you. And then bring your attention to the foundation underneath your seat. You're sitting on a pew, on a bench, maybe you're sitting on someone's lap. And just feel the foundation underneath you holding you up. And maybe your spine grows a little bit longer and straighter, and you feel the center of your body, your torso, your heart. And if you like, you can let the eyes close, or you can let your focus go a little soft and fuzzy. Your hands can just rest comfortably in your lap or on your thighs, or if you want to hold them to your heart, that's wonderful too. And I'll ask you to bring to mind now a memory of a time that you felt God's love. that feels a little bit hard to access, then choose a memory of a time that you felt loved by anyone or anything. A friend, a partner, a family member, a pet. Call that image to mind, the image of that moment, of that experience. Where were you? What was happening? What did it feel like to feel loved? To feel God's love, to feel another's love. And when that memory and the images of that memory are kind of firm, I'm going to ask you to bring your attention to your body and notice where you feel in your body this memory. Where do you feel the sensation of being loved as you think about this moment? Maybe you're feeling a little bit of warmth and tingliness around your heart. Maybe you're smiling big, and so the sensation is in your cheeks. Focus now on that sensation in the body. This is what it feels like to feel loved. And if your mind begins to wander, when you notice that it's wandering, bring your attention back to this sensation in the body. The sensation, the felt experience of being loved. Taking another few seconds to really stay with the awareness of the embodied experience of being loved. This love, God's love, the love of another, this can be our foundation, our rock. When things feel so unsteady, can gently, softly, and slowly open the eyes if they've closed, or bring your gaze back into focus and take in the light and the colors and the beautiful faces around this room. And this is our practice. Not just in the moments of meditation, which you can choose to do anytime, every day, but in that moment of walking down the street or turning on the news or looking on Facebook or whatever it is where you feel that storm coming at you. This is the practice to return and return and return to the knowledge that we are loved, to the experience, the sensation of feeling loved. And that can be our foundation. God, may it be so. Amen.